ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of Camera Shy, written by Julia Boggio and read by Susie Riddell.
Chapter 1.
Did you know I was supposed to get engaged tomorrow night? Ha!
Slurred the blonde English woman. She was sitting alone in the empty bistro, gulping red wine at an alarming pace. Gabriel, the only other customer, watched from his usual spot in the opposite corner of the outdoor patio. Somebody was going to have a nasty hangover in the morning. He swirled his amber cognac, served appropriately in a balloon snifter, as he reflected on how the British drank like heathens. Aside from the woman's outbursts, the only other sound was the repetitive scraping of a broom against the pavement. Michelle, the skinny, buck-toothed waiter, was sweeping up that evening's rubbish. He had been on the receiving end of the woman's monologue for quite a while now. Catching Gabriel's eye, Michelle gave him a desperate look that said, "My mistress is waiting for me. When is this Anglaise going to leave?" As a regular diner, Gabriel had heard plenty over the years about Michelle's post-shift antics. The man had questionable morals, but the steak frites were good, and the bistro was close to Gabriel's apartment building. He offered a non-committal shrug in response. Michelle rolled his eyes and continued sweeping. Returning to his book, Gabriel reread the paragraph he had marked with his index finger.
2 years down the drain,
she exclaimed, jolting him off the page again. At this rate, he'd never finish this chapter on restoring rotting woodwork. She seemed determined to draw attention, so he decided to give it to her momentarily. The woman was obviously in pain. He empathised with that. Even though she was fall-down drunk and slumped at her table with streaks of mascara running down her face, Gabriel recognised beauty when he saw it. Her tanned skin glowed with natural, outdoorsy health. Despite all the wine, her perfectly straight teeth dazzled in their whiteness. A poster child for proper dental care, in defiance of Britain's reputation for horrible teeth. Long blonde ringlets fell to halfway down her back, reminding him of the woman in the shell in Botticelli's Birth of Venus. Unlike Venus, this woman was clothed in a blue, off-the-shoulder summer dress printed with small white flowers. Pity. His photographer's eye imagined she'd look great posing nude in a shell. As he studied her, she accidentally spilled her wine on the white tablecloth, the red tentacles extending like blood. He stared as it drip, drip, dripped onto the patio floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?